Hey everyone, welcome to the New Heart Church Leadership Podcast. We believe that as you invest and listen to this message, that your life is going to move forward. So get ready for an incredible message.
I want to talk about this idea, John chapter 4, 1 through 10. Welcome to Prayer and Leadership. If you are listening right now, we are so excited that you're pouring in to yourself and your leadership. Come on, everyone. Let them know that we're excited for you. And we're very, very excited for this next 10 minutes or so. John chapter 4, verse 1. Jesus knew the Pharisees had heard that he was baptizing and making more disciples than John, though Jesus himself didn't baptize them, his disciples did. Just stopping there for a second, realizing that there is any time that you have power struggles always leads to a lot of emotional energy being spent. So even though this is a footnote, really, at the beginning of John chapter 4, this is not the main point of this chapter. The reason that I want to bring this out is I want us to see Jesus expending a lot of emotional energy that we don't get privy to, but he's having to deal with Pharisees, who's baptizing more. Who's you read in another passage, you see John's disciples come to John and say, there's a lot more people going to Jesus than going to you. This is a problem. You know, so you've got that happening as well. So you have a lot of people very upset that Jesus has come onto the scene. That's what is happening. Not people who want to know God. They're not upset. It is the people of the religious order. There are other disciples following other people like John that are wondering, is this the end of what we're doing? You know, all of this. And so whenever you have that kind of power struggle, there's a lot of emotional energy being spent. And you need to understand that. We need to see this as a background piece, because I want you to see, and it also says that Jesus himself didn't even baptize. So there's also this moment of Jesus trying to push his disciples into ministry and not make it about himself. So there's a lot of energy. What I want us to see, there's a lot of energy being spent. So he left Judea, returned to Galilee, and he had to go through Samaria on the way. So this is a long trek he's walking. He's not Ubering. Like, this is a long, a lot of energy here. Eventually came to Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, and now you get to it, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. So now you have somebody who is physically and emotionally depleted. And we don't think of Jesus in this way. We think of him always 100 all the time. And there is a part of him that is that is the 100% God. There is also a part where he is fighting the 100% man that he is. Because he did feel pain. It did hurt when he was whipped. It did hurt when he was crushed. That is the man part that he fought against. And so don't get it twisted that when you read through these things that you don't actually see what and feel what Jesus is going through at this moment. He is tired. He's tired. So with that in mind, he sat wearily beside the well at noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, please give me a drink. He was alone at the time because his disciples had gone in the village to buy some food. So he was hungry. The disciples are going to get some food. He's also thirsty. And so he asked this woman for a drink. Now, we read this, and if you read this on the surface level, you see, okay, tired. Emotionally, maybe a little spent. Physically, for sure, tired. and he just asked somebody for a drink. This makes sense, right? You know, this totally makes sense. But also, you need to put it together with Jesus is fully God and fully man. So, yes, he's asking for a drink, but the God side of him knows what he's doing at this point when he asked this woman for a drink. He knows he's about to open up a can of worms. He's about to open up something that is going to change everything. Let me read just a little bit more. So he said, please give me a drink. He was alone. Disciples had gone to a village to buy food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with Samaritans. She's, you know, this is on her side. She said to Jesus, you're a Jew, I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink? And I'll get to the last part when Jesus replied in a second. I want to talk about this idea of leadership just for the next couple of minutes of initiative. Jesus said to this woman, please give me a drink, knowing what was about to happen. He was about to get into, he wasn't just going to get a drink. He was about to get into a big conversation that was not going to just rock this woman's life, but was going to, in turn, change a city. He knew that these things, he was about to stir something up. When he said, how did he know? Because he is God. He knows about this woman before she even walked up. But how many times when we're tired, when we're physically or emotionally exhausted, how many times do we push aside initiative? And we don't do things until we're told to do things. And I'm telling you, in leadership, one of the most important things that you can cultivate in your soul is how to have initiative when even you feel like you don't want to. When you feel like you want to just chill. Jesus could have shut up, not said anything, and no one would have thought anything. In fact, they would have expected him to be quiet. Because not only he was tired, he was a Jew. Jews don't talk to Samaritans. He was also a man. Men don't talk to women like that. All the stuff, he was a rabbi, he was a teacher. You don't talk to people that are not your disciple. It was all of the wrong. It was everything that he could have done is just to hide here and not have the initiative to start thinking, man, let me get into this. Because I'm telling you, initiative starts opening up your leadership in ways. And there has to be something in when you start saying, I want to be a better leader. Start thinking about, okay, how can I show initiative? How can I jump into stuff before I'm told? I don't need a check. There is a difference between making a checklist and being given a checklist. Yeah. Yeah. There's a difference. And so many times we fall into, okay, I'm going to be a leader, but understand, then you're like, okay, tell me what to do. That's not a leader. A leader sees things before they become a to-do list. Then what they do is they make a to-do list. That is what a leader does. So many times we get frustrated, but you're like, well, what's my job description? What do you want me to do? And I get you want to let people have an idea of what they're getting into. But also, there's a personal responsibility to being a leader to where you're actually like, I get that you're trying to give me a job description, but there's leadership inside of me that I can see things that need to be fixed before they're fixed. I can see things that are broken before you even tell me they're broken. I see things with eyes that a leader sees. I'm able to look through things. I don't need you to hold my hand. Because I've got, this is something that Jesus did with one sentence when he looked at this woman and said, please give me a drink. When he could have just chilled out. I'm tired. Now listen, I'm not saying burn yourself out. I'm not saying like put yourself on a pedestal of self-sacrifice so everybody can see how much you do and you're always woe is me and I'm just trying to do all of this stuff. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, Lord, help us have healthy initiative. Yeah. to where I'm not sitting around waiting for something to happen. I'm going to make it happen. And I'm going to do it in such a way that it's going to bring other people together, not just make it about me. Please give me a drink. At that moment, the can is open. At that moment, everything changes. The woman here, she didn't know what was happening. You know, there's nothing that gives her an idea yet of who she's talking to. That's why Jesus said, if you only knew the gift God has for you and who you were speaking to, you would ask me. Was it, you would have initiative. If you only knew, if you only knew who you were talking to, you would have initiative. You're just walking around just trying to get things done. But if you knew what was happening, how many times do we not know what's happening? We don't really understand what space we're in. Like even on a Sunday morning, I wonder how many times Jesus would ask us on a Sunday morning, if you only knew the person you're talking to right now. If you only knew the person you said hi to at the door. If you only knew the moment you looked at them and said, hey, can I pray for you? If you only knew the moment that you served in kids and you made that kid feel like $1 million when their parents came in for the very first time to church. If you only knew the thing that you saw when you saw that piece of paper that was on the ground and you picked it up and put it in the trash and you thought you were just doing something. You're like, man, I'm just going to, that's a mess and I'm going to clean it up. But somebody behind you saw that and was like, wow, I can't believe they just picked up some trash. That wasn't their job, but wow, that just spoke to me. That you don't know what you don't know until you start showing initiative. And so many of us can hide behind, I'm tired, I'm weary, I've gone through some stuff, I've had a bad day, and it starts sucking your initiative away. And then all of a sudden, you live in the survival category to where you're just trying to make it. And I'm just trying to make this day wrapped with a bow instead of see revival hit a city. And how many times, I'm talking to myself, how many times do I sit down and I'm like, I'm going to get myself my own drink. I'm not going to look at anybody in the eye. And I'm just going to chill here because I've had a day. And Jesus is saying, if you only knew. So I'm going to show initiative. And I don't need anybody to make that for me. I'm going to start seeing things. Because what initiative does is it is a great way of propelling growth. That's what initiative does. Initiative starts opening up things. It flies in the face of I'm just trying to maintain. And so many of us are trying to maintain what we have instead of see what God could add to our life. And this is why fear is so important to notice in your life, because fear will keep you from initiative. Fear of not having enough. Fear of being depleted. Fear of what if it doesn't work out. Fear of making a mistake. That's also why perfectionism will keep you from initiative. If I can't do it perfect, I'm not going to do it at all. And so being scared of a mistake, fear, will also keep you in this perfectionist mindset that doesn't allow you to jump into something new. Like Jesus, with just one sentence, can I have a drink? Initiative is something that is so important to our church. It's so important to a leader, to where you're just like, man, I'm just going to see things. Yeah, I'm going to open up my eyes. And I pray for all of us, say, God, open up my eyes to initiative. Like, open up my eyes to see things that I don't normally see. And let me jump into some things that I don't even think are my wheelhouse. But I'm gonna do that. This initiative is so important too, because I think one of the hardest things to do in leadership is to push somebody into something. If you've ever, I'll use my kids as an example. There are times where I want, especially for Watson now, because he's getting older and we're trying to teach him to do certain things. There are times that he digs his heels in, and there is so much energy that's expended to get him to put on a sweater. This is an easy thing, you know. This is an easy thing, but for whatever reason, I'm digging my heels into it. It could be a lot of different things. It's a lot of different things. All I'm talking about is how much energy it takes to get somebody to be. You don't want to do it, but I'm going to get you into it. Do you know how much energy it takes as a leader to get some of your team to do something that they're just not seeing at this moment? You're just like, I'm going to push you. It's honestly, I'll tell you, it's not worth it. Because whatever you build something on, you got to maintain it on. So if you push them into something, you're going to have to continually push them into it. And so you want people to want to do things. And so what you want to do is teach initiative and have people and have yourself and me, you know, I want to flow an initiative. So what that means is that says I want to see things, because it's so much easier to pump the brakes. Watson, you don't need to put on 4 sweaters. I just need 1, right? It's easier to pump the brakes than to push somebody into something. And so I would much rather, like, encourage people, like, go. I'll course correct. I'll pump the brakes. I'll do this thing, you know. And that area helps leaders move so much faster just if they have initiative. But some of us, honestly, because of our lack of what we think is happening or going to happen or could happen, because of that piece, we lay back and we think, you know what? I put in work, and so I'm just gonna chill. And in that moment, steals initiative to something so beautiful. Because this woman's life was changed. She has this conversation with Jesus. She drops her bucket at the well, runs back to the town that she was scared of talking with and seeing, says, you got to come see Jesus. They all come for like 3 or 4 days. They're all at the well listening to Jesus. That's what happens. And finally, the end, one of my favorite scriptures of all time, one of the townspeople said, we came because of, talking to the woman, we came because of you, but we're staying because of him. Amazing. All because of something so inconsequential as, can you give me a drink? Yeah. But it's not inconsequential because it was laced with initiative. I see something that no one else sees. Yeah. The disciples didn't see it. They came back. They're like, what are you doing? You shouldn't be talking. She's a woman of ill repute. You shouldn't be, Jesus, this is not. They had no idea that leaders can see with this kind of initiative. So what stuff in your life right now you're not seeing that God is trying to open up your eyes to see? What things in your life right now that you're like, I need to have more initiative? What things in your life right now need to be checked off, but you're just waiting for somebody to tell you to do it. I would encourage you, tell yourself to do it. Say, I'm getting in here. I don't need anybody to hand me a checklist. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make my own. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I think if we can do that as leaders, things are going to open up like we never thought before. So God, I pray you'd help us all look with eyes of initiative, see things that we don't normally see, walk into things that we wouldn't normally walk into. Help us, God, to have that kind of initiative in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.